Too. Thank you.
Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
Thank you.
Cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two. The Candyman. Yeah, Candyman can. You know the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. And who can take the rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie? The Candyman, Candyman can. You know the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow? Put it in a dream.
Who can take tomorrow? Fill it full of BS. The Candyman can, because he mixes it with something and turns it to, well, you figure it out. The Candyman, sometimes known as Barry Satoro. Barack Obama. It won't be long. He'll be flapping his gums on national television. But I won't watch it. I'll get plenty of reruns. Good evening and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeff Bennett. Glad to have you here. Live on this 25th day of January 2011, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I realized after I left John's program 20 minutes or so ago that we never fully finished getting out the entire spectrum of our weekly Bob Chapman special. For those of you who heard it, yes, that special will include a new subscription to Bob's newsletter, International Forecaster, a renewal if you're getting ready to expire here pretty soon, or maybe you'd just like to give it as a gift subscription, time allowing. We'll get into this once again toward the end of this hour, so do stay with us. Yes, it won't be long. The state of the disunion or the dysfunction will be presented to the American people, and I'm afraid far too many people are going to buy into the BS. I don't think he's going to talk about gun grabs, stuff like that. I just don't think it's in him. No, he's going to build a whole commentary about just how great everything is getting and how everything is improving. The Candyman, he mixes something with something and comes up with something else, but it ain't love. It certainly isn't love for this country, or what it was, or what it stands for, or what it once stood for. Unbelievable. Marcus today had an unusual closing, I guess. Number of things took place. Dow Jones Industrial, for the first time in some weeks, did not close up. It remained relatively flat, closing down 3 points at 11,977. NASDAQ up 2 at 2719. S&P 500 flat at 1291. Global Dow even at 2159. Gold currently even in the aftermarkets. Oil up 2 cents at $86.21 a barrel. Over on the precious metals side of the aisle in the after hours, yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks in the metals markets. Typical this time of the year, though. Please understand that. Yeah, first month of the year, things are never particularly good in the metals markets. They tend to fall back a little bit. This has been a pretty good one. We're down, what, $110 or thereabouts in about 3.5 weeks? I'm not complaining one bit. Gold currently at $1,332.10 an ounce. Silver at $26.83. Platinum at $1,779. Palladium at $781. And rhodium holding at $2,400 an ounce. Well, we kept busy last night. I actually went to bed quite early. Unusual for me. 8 o'clock last night. Got back up at 11 to work on the website. Interesting headlines. We may or may not get to them tonight. After we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Candyman. Do stay with us, won't you?
Corporate
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
With romance, too many bedrooms I slept in by chance, drowning out my sorrow, longing for tomorrow, caught up in the big city blues.
Big city blues, big nation blues, whatever. Going back to our very unusual opening piece of music tonight. Sammy Davis Jr., probably, if I'm not mistaken, the only true number one pop hit that he had. And of course, it was a piece of music from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which starred, what's his name? Gene Wilder. And if you think about that song, The Candy Man, made famous by Sammy Davis Jr., think of the words. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it with chocolate, and a miracle or two? The Candy Man. Oh, the Candy Man can. I hadn't thought about that song in a lot of years until Obama entered the political arena. Every time I hear him speak or hear any of his sycophants speak of him, I can hear this old pop standard ringing in my head like a broken record. Never in history has our nation been more divided, more on the brink of utter disaster, or more angry about it all. But tonight, in just a matter of, I suppose, less than an hour, the Candyman will take center stage at what can only be described as a state of disunion speech. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun, and make a groovy lemon pie? The Candyman. The Candyman can, because the Candyman mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Yeah, well, maybe his world, at our expense. That great and wonderful Oz behind Obama's teleprompter has undoubtedly worked feverishly to find the right words for the puppet-in-chief to settle the frayed nerves of Congress and voters alike, despite the reality that the state of our union has never been worse. It'll sound more like a Sammy Davis Jr. song and dance than a real report to the people about the disastrous state of their nation under his watch. Unemployment remains at an all-time high since the Great Depression, despite trillions of so-called stimulus spending, which has resulted in nothing but a record level of back-breaking national debt. My God, the talking heads I watched on television early this morning and the idiots, these elected official dumb, countering the fact that the Republicans want to come in and cut spending by, what is it, $2.5 trillion? They want to take it back to 2006 levels? Well, frankly, that's not far enough back. And right away, this liberal, progressive, socialist from Florida, whose name I can't even remember, it's like Wasserman or something like that. Now, I've attended a Baptist church upon occasions in my life, and I don't ever recall anyone in a Baptist church going by the name of Wasserman. You figure it out for yourself. And all she could do is double talk, and it totally perplexed the gorgeous blonde on Fox News who had more smarts than Wasserman. And this broad just kept dancing around. Of course, she had no resolve for any of it. None whatsoever. How's he going to talk about the war tonight? Iraq and Afghanistan are going much worse than they were under Bush, with increased daily terror bombings while Iraqi soldiers turn fire on U.S. military soldiers trying to train them how to deal with terrorists. I predicted this years ago, that the point in time that we eventually pull out of Iraq, it's going to be back to business as usual with tribal wars back in business. They want us out of the way so they can get back to their business as usual. Lebanon's terrorist-based coalition government, it's collapsed. Russia is now experiencing terrorist bombings. Obama has his Department of Homeland Security treating every American citizen from the airport to Walmart like a potential domestic terrorist as they force us to live amongst our enemies in their concept of Soros open society. A video was sent to me last night, which I instantly forwarded to a good friend of mine up in Minnesota because he lives up there. And apparently it was well, they claim it was a local broadcast, so it was kind of mixed between a local newscast and John, what's his name? I think he's on Fox News, the blonde guy that's getting kind of chubby. And in it talked about how the Sharia law is being given preferential treatment up in Minnesota. Minnesota. Seems to me that an awful lot of Swedish immigrants settled in Minnesota, which means you've got the blonde, blue-eyed, ultra-pale people now having to tolerate Sharia law. People working at Target, Muslims, refuse to handle a package of bacon going through the checkout line in a Super Target store, or anything else that's pork-based. and therefore the employees were shifted to another position where they would not be subject to handling port. Let's just kiss their assets. Most states, many states in this country today, are discussing filing bankruptcy as the only option for getting out from under the mountain of unsustainable debt caused by public sector union contracts and pensions, along with the high cost of delivering social justice for illegal immigrants. Well, let's start with the illegal immigrant situation, and let's not screw with the pensions of people who've worked for companies and municipalities for years and years and years who deserve what they've got and what's coming. Let's deal with cutting off the illegals right at the knees. End it now. No hospital. Free bus trip paid for by the U.S. taxpayers right back home, Jack. If we got 308 million people living in this country and we've got between 30 and 40 million illegals, I'd be willing to kick in my share to send one of them packing, because it would be a hell of a lot cheaper than the tax base I've got to fork out each and every year for these people. Oh, yes, I know you're going to tell me some of them contribute. Yes, some of them do contribute, but they've stolen first. Two wrongs don't make a right. Send them packing. Let them stand in line and apply the same way others have. Yes, things are just dandy if you're the candy man. The candy man makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. My friends, under Obama, you're going to have to eat your dishes before very long. In a brief 2 years, they have increased the national debt by more than 40% to a staggering $14-plus trillion. Put that in context with the fact that the U.S. Treasury has only $900 billion in circulation throughout the entire world, and that number becomes even more meaningful. And so from his perch, high in the ivory tower that we used to call the People's White House, Obama and his countless unconstitutional czars are running everything from auto manufacturing to food supply, energy to banking, insurance to health care. This, the liberals and the progressives call freedom. But all is well, my friends. Nothing to see here, folks. Just join us in a song and keep moving along. Oh, who can take tomorrow? Dip it in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The candy man, oh, the candy man can. The candy man can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste like Obama's teleprompter Oz is going to make Obama talk about job creation, not private sector job creation, my friends, known as the productive side of the financial ledger, but the public sector, taxpayer-funded jobs. These are the only kind of jobs government can create, all of them at taxpayer expense. You see, private sector jobs are created by private sector businesses. And as odd as it may seem, private sector employers are not known for investing risk capital in a socialist czar-run economy. Under Obama's anti-business regime, employers are more likely to invest in red China than the United States, which has taken a shine to Marxist wealth risk redistribution at the expense of free market wealth creation. Oh, everything's fine, though. Come on, sing along. Yeah, who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream? Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. Yeah, man, the candy man can, baby. Because as the nation tunes in to hear what BS emanates from the orifice of Obama's teleprompter, see if you can hear the faint melody of Sammy Davis Jr. singing in the background. The candy man can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Yes, the candy man can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Are Americans really still buying this snake charmer and his song and teleprompter routine? The nation will know in about an hour.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I received a note from Granny several hours ago. And I guess many of you don't know Granny. Granny is a marvelous gal who has a list of her own that people must request to be placed on. And she sends out, depending upon how heavy the news is on a given day, anywhere from 10 to maybe 20 different emails. Most of the time it's around 10 or 12, but she sends it out by state because her list is so large that, you know, her system will decline it. Someone who had read one of her postings today had emailed her a question asking, what would you, meaning Granny, like to see tonight? Granny says, I had a fast response, but then I thought about the question and tried to give a truthful answer to the question. Now, what we're talking about is in just over a half an hour, I believe, at 6 p.m. My time, which is what, 8 p.m. Eastern time, is when the Candyman's going to get up in front of his teleprompter and, you know, have the Wizard of Oz tell him what to say. Granny says, what I would really like to see take place tonight at the State of the Disunion Address is, number one, I'd like to see all Republicans not attend, boycott this charade. And secondly, all Supreme Court justices stay home. Boycott the charade. Number three, all Democrats who are not in lockstep agreement with Obama not attend. In other words, boycott this charade. And number four, as soon as the fraud says good evening, he would then depart from the teleprompter and state that he had to finally come clean and admit that he has been occupying the White House in direct violation of a law which sets forth the requirements for anyone to sit in the office of the presidency. And number five, he would then clearly state that he has been stealing the people's money and that he and his entire family, including that illegal aunt, would work in whatever capacity to repay all the funds he has stolen by deception for all their expenses while fraudulently living in the White House. All the trips, the vacations, the date nights, the parties, all other related expenses they have incurred while deceiving the American people. That he would sign over all his private assets as surety for those debts that they have incurred and would sweep the streets if that's what he has to do to repay his outright theft. And six, he would then walk off stage into the waiting arms of the police, be carted off to jail to stand trial for his illegal presence. Michelle would be waiting in the wings, in handcuffs, of course, to leave with him. That is what Granny would like to see happen tonight. She says she saw a blip on the new news of the rioting protests in Egypt. Wondered how long before that is what we'll be seeing here in America. It is bound to come, Granny says. When the fraud and the corruption reaches a certain point, it always boils over in one way or the other. That's wisdom from my Granny. You don't have to agree with it. I know there are some out there that tune in because they just like to hear what we bad, nasty right-wingers or patriots or pro-Americans have to say about your boy, the Candyman. Boy? Oh, boy! Oh, you can't say things like that. It's racist. No. It isn't racist. It's what you people make of it. I know there's many of you out there that tend to agree with Granny's feelings and her beliefs. And you've got these idiots over in Hawaii saying, well, I know there's a birth certificate out there, but the law prevents me from being able to gain access to it. This is the governor. They got a strange law in Hawaii. Now, I want to know when that law was passed. Maybe it's always been in place. There's much fraudulency, if there is such a word, going on in this nation today. People are about to get an hour or half an hour of some of the biggest bamboozle job they've ever seen. It's going to be kind of like that whole Roman Colosseum look that they gave when he accepted the nomination to run for the presidency. The columns, and I never saw such pomp and circumstance, such smoke and mirrors, such BS in all my life. And that is what it was, BS. And for those of you who tune in here in another 30-some-odd minutes, I guess that's when it begins. It's just going to be another shade of BS. It's all it's going to be, another shade of BS. Pigmentation speaking, of course. You make out of that whatever you want. It's not meant to be racial. There seems to be a pigmentation issue. But you know what? It's not my concern. I said the night that the election took place that lifted him up into office, I didn't give a damn about the color of the man's skin. I was concerned about the blackness of his heart. And boy, is it proven to be black. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. Oh, I thought I heard music. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the mid-1960s, I was stationed for, 20-some-odd months, a little over 2 years, in Germany. I was assigned to the 619th Ordnance Company. Don't ask me why. I was trained infantry. Some idiot assigned me to an ordnance unit. Long, involved story. I wound up as a company commander's driver. I wound up as what we call a spoon in the military, which was basically a cook in the mess hall. And because they didn't know what to do with an infantry guy. They got out and shot me off the infantry, but they liked me, so they kept me around. And I actually wound up conning myself into a real sweet job off post, heading up an officers and NCOs club, which basically housed the wives, the kids. We did all sorts of stuff. I lived off post, had my own room. It was great party time. There was a song that I believe came out in about 1966 or 67 by a guy named Procol Harum. Obviously, I didn't know if that was the guy's real name or if the Harum was the fact that, you know, the hippie thing and he's after a lot of chicks. I don't know what his story was. But I remember being in Paris with this beautiful Italian girl named Emma. I went back there numerous times to see her. She was an Italian student. obviously quite well healed, staying in a very upper crusted girls' boarding school, which was, interesting enough, located directly next to the Red Chinese Embassy in Paris. But I remember that song, because I remember dancing with Emmett to that song. The song was A Whiter Shade of Pale. The problem we have today is that, and I'm going to the club tonight, and amongst the things that we look at the club is different people do things. And strangely enough, last week, a group got up there and actually sang that song. But Granny reminds me that in today's society, we actually have a darker shade of pale. The only difference is pale is spelled P-A-I-L. Now, I'm not sure if it's something we should be vomiting in or if it's already been defecated in. I don't know, but I'm sure the American taxpayer footed the bill one way or the other. Grannies. Last week at the club, I brought up the chef, introduced him. I wanted to pay homage to him in front of the audience because the guy is an amazing chef. He where was I going? I got sidetracked. Another note from Granny. You know, she keeps whipping me and she, oh, that was what it was. And as I introduced him, because I know he's had no formal training, and I asked him in front of the audience, where did you learn how to cook? Now, he and I have had this conversation before, so I knew the answer that was coming. He said, from my grandmother. That is where I learned how to cook. Watching great grandmothers do their magic in the kitchen. When I was in the military and I was in Vietnam and I wound up in the mess hall again, which I was able to get out of that duty because I know how to pull strings. I almost got court-martialed because I took the U.S. military cookbooks and threw them in the garbage. That's government property. So what? You can't do that. We're going to court-martial you. Well, you know, it's out there in the garbage. You want me to get it back out? Fine. It'll be there. Nobody's going to touch it. But so long as I'm cooking in this mess hall, I'm not following any military cooking regulations because they teach you how to cook a roast beef one way. They turn it into shoe leather. When people came through my chow line, they wanted rare roast beef. They got it. Oh, yeah. I would do amazing, wondrous things with dressings, not the typical, let's get some mayonnaise and add some ketchup to it, and we'll call it French dressing. I mean, that's the military's idea of doing things. These people got steamed vegetables. Oh, yeah, we got fresh vegetables and stuff in Vietnam. But I learned how to cook basically from my great-grandmother. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and as long as we're on this diatribe today. There's another granny out there that some of you may know. She's known as the Granny Warrior. Granny posts a question today, and I'm going to retitle it slightly. They hang traitors, don't they? That's a ripoff from an old Gene Fonda movie. They shoot horses, don't they? And frankly, that's one horse they should have shot, but that's another story. Granny posts the question, where are the carpenters? Why is there no resounding noise of banging of the gallows being built on the White House front lawn in front of all the state capitals, in front of our courts? Where's the media setting up their live feeds to capture this glorious event of the rebirth of America with the death of all the traitors and treasonous politicians and lobbyists and lawyers and judges? Where are the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Do they need a rope also? Isn't it their job to oversee what is going on, especially with the military? Where are our troops? What are they protecting? Certainly not this country, not our culture, our people, or even our hope of ever being free again. I guess I could have opened that paragraph with those well-known and well-worn-out words. I had a dream last night. You know, this last edict from D.C. about the FTZ, the free trade zones being established in this country, my Lord, isn't that like giving our country away? Nothing new. The United Nations already owns our national parks, and Lord knows what else has been handed over to them. Does anyone out there listening today think for one instant that China or Russia or any other country would give the United States of America land in their country free of charge with all the protections, including their own little nation with their own little laws and courts right here in our land? That land the governors agreed to give to the foreigners was not theirs to give away. The states do not own the land. The people, we the people, own said land. Did anybody call you up and ask you if you wanted to give part of your property away to the enemy? Or do they sneak it around like they do everything else right now today? Get it all in place, then tell the people it's a done deal, Jack. Granny has a pretty harsh exclamation for many of you out there. Granny says it's time for the men in this country to grow back their balls. Put on their big boy pants. Stand up with a weapon, not just a limp wrist and a pitiful smile like, "What can I do?" Remember when Nancy Reagan said, "Just say no"? Well, Granny says, "Just do something." The gangs in California, New York, and Florida, they don't have a problem gathering individuals that are not afraid. Do we have to plead for them to do the job of decent people who know right from wrong and are willing to defend right and decency and honor? Honor. That word has gone away. Granny says she cannot name five men that she would consider honorable, as most of them will not hold their ground. They will trade off one thing for another and claim they have victory. It's called compromise. It's called dropping your pants and picking up the soap. There's no victory. A victory is when you vanquish the enemy and not allow them to exist and continue to cause problems. All of those pitiful little mealy-mouthed people who just want to get along. Go to another country and do that. Take your "why can't we just all get along" mentality. Why don't you go on over where all them Muslims come from? Because they've certainly come here and expect us to get along their way. To all of you that want to practice peace and harmony, better find another planet until you learn to clean out the scum that boils and bubbles at the bottom of the barrels of life and get rid of it. Period. You don't give any quarter. You just get rid of it. I got to tell you, the morticians in this country should have their hands full if all of the traitors and legal criminals were disposed of. Can you imagine waking up in the morning knowing the core of our country was cleaned out? No sneaky, butt-buggering half-wits mincing in and out of the buildings with their twisted logic making new rules for all of us to abide by. Can you imagine knowing when you send your child off to school they'll be learning how to read and write and add and subtract? Now, not how to put a rubber on a cucumber. Or to be taught that having two mommies or two daddies is normal. Waking up to a clear blue sky without all of those little streaks from the spray, and these giggling idiots must think it's funny to spray humankind like we're pests on the plants in the gardens. I feel like an insect being sprayed daily when those chemicals spread out and, of course, fall to the ground. Granny says luckily she's never drank from their poison water, so perhaps her mind is still full of anger and vengeance, which has been drugged out of most of the population. It's pretty uncomfortable being aware and watching what is being tolerated day by day by people who should be irate and marching in the streets, screaming and demanding of justice. Hell, that isn't going to happen. First of all, it would take away from some TV or game time. It would mean you might just be noticed and put on a list, and it may hurt, by God. God forbid you lost a possession or even upset a friend. We know it isn't nice to do such things. When was the last time you struck a deal with somebody and got a handshake and a direct look into the eyes? Bet you it's been a while. You see, today people don't seem to be able to look one another in the eye. It's like they know they're not being totally honest and don't want to admit it. Not just to others, but to themselves. Now, there may still be hope for some people who get off the fluoride and the drugs and the food and the water, but frankly, Granny says, I doubt it. They have to make a real effort to make a stand, and that would not be as easy as having another drink and a pill and taking a nap on the sofa and just think about it some more before doing anything foolish that might come back to haunt me. And he says, I'm haunted every day, frustrated, totally angry. I'm too old and crippled up to march very long, but I can still aim and I can still shoot and I can still drive, but I can't afford the price of the damn fuel. And the crux of it all is, Granny says, am I afraid to die? No. I'm afraid to live. Dying is easy. Sure way of being safe. Living's the hard part. Making people angry at you. Smiling through the hate mail. Laughing at the thought of being a homosexual is normal. Amazed at the fact we would give our permission to people like Barney Frank and his lisping little voice to govern our lives. And Barney Frank? What, he's the worst of them? He's just more open about what he does than the rest of them do. All of the thieves in Washington, even when caught, keep on getting elected and put into a position of governing and controlling and destroying our lives. The people in this country, absolutely insane. Granny says, before I die, I would like to know. I would like to know, where is the American pride gone? Where has the pride of independence gone? Independence! Where is the pride of being an individual gone? When did people start wanting to be just like everybody else? And why? Keeping up with the Joneses. Harry and Maude just got a new car. We can't let them have a better one than us. They just got a big 60-inch television, darling. Ours is only a 42-inch. Damn, that big game's coming up here in a week and a half. Got to have me the biggest and the best. I want to be just like everybody else. Granny says that today she saw where the Department of Education is going to stop the teaching of cursive writing to children. You know what cursive is? That's handwriting. It ain't printing. It is an art unto itself. But the Department of Education has determined these kids don't need it. Because pretty soon we're all going to be dressed alike, walking in lines with blank looks on our faces with electrodes stuck in our ears, or worse, stuck up our... And they're going to be telling us every move that we can make. Oh, hell. We're already there. Well, most of you anyway. And so we've spent a fair part of this hour sharing with you the commentary, the advice, the thoughts, the beliefs of grandmothers, grannies. Some of you out there listening are older than at least one of these grannies, A lot of you are younger, and a lot of us are about the same age. Yeah, I get angry. I get angry. I can't tell you more than to invite you, if for one reason, for one time, for those of you listening on the internet or have computer access, please go visit federalobserver.com. www.federalobserver.com. You don't have to read a single article, not one commentary, nothing. Look at that picture on the top of the page. If I could dream, that's my dream. We'll be back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
It won't be
that same old.
I guess we open this program tonight with Sammy Davis Jr. singing The Candy Man, and we get down to the next to the last piece of music for the hour, Old Black Magic. That is what is about to be woven in just a matter of moments, I believe. The the individual who refers to himself as the president is going to get up on the national and the international stage and do exactly that. Begin to weave his black magic. The sad thing is far too many Americans will, well, they'll buy it hook, line, and sinker. Our special gold offering for this week is really a marvelous offering of pre-1933 Swiss 20-franc pieces, standard European fifth-ounce size, and I really hope you'll take advantage of it. As I mentioned at the beginning of this hour, we neglected in my appearance on John's show along with Bob to reference the fact that along with a purchase of a minimum of 20 coins tonight, you can purchase individual coins for $285 a piece plus the shipping and handling. You can purchase a 20-coin package for $5,700, a 40-coin package for $11,400. I have a 50-coin package available for $14,025. That is actually a considerable savings. If you are interested in taking advantage of this, look, it's that time of the year. It's time to start adding your holdings again. Don't cost yourself. Don't wait until it begins to go up again. I've talked to a number of people today that says that the market has reached just about bottom. Everyone's anticipating it to begin going up, and I'd like you to see take advantage of it now while you can afford to. You can give us a call at 800-691-7898. You can either get a free one-year subscription to Bob's newsletter, International Forecaster. You can extend your subscription. You can do a gift subscription. And you know what? You want to save the network a bunch of money and you don't need access to any of that, I will provide you with free shipping, handling, and insurance in place of those. So do take advantage. You can also email me, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. You'll find that email address on the front page of the site. The treasure hunt this week is still showing the French roosters. Yeah, they're available, but the pricing isn't the same. We're finding we're having to pay slightly higher premiums on the coins now, which kind of balances out the fact that, well, yeah, gold is lower, but now we're having to pay a higher price, so everything's balancing pretty close to where we were about a week ago. Get a hold of some of the French 20-franc pieces. It's one of the best ways to own gold, I know. And these are uncirculated pieces, all minted before 1933. You're not buying it because they're collectibles. They're not rare. They're not unusual. But what they are is a great way to buy a lot of gold bullion at a very fair price. That's one of the ways you support this network. So I'll be heading out here in just a couple of minutes. But my phones are on forward. They will be following me. You'll probably be able to reach me for an hour or so. But you'll also be able to follow up with the email. I'll pick up the emails when I get back in. I not only have a performance tonight, I also have a presentation to do to the club owner. He's a great guy. Thanks for allowing me to, or thanks for sharing your valuable time with me and indulging with my anger tonight. But I've got a reason to be angry, as do you. So till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. What you got, nobody has, and I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz. Gold, ever climbing.